Last night I went to live band karaoke. Well, that's not true. I've opened my podcast with a lie. Last night I went to karaoke with a live piano player, who are so much better than dead piano players.
Your daily Lex.
Any friends who go to this karaoke somewhat frequently. This was our second time, our being Lauren and mine. The guy who runs it is well known in the theater community, and so a lot of theater community people go, as do a bunch of other regulars. And it's in the beautiful Asbury Park Hotel in Asbury Park, New Jersey. He does it every Tuesday. And, you know, he's a very accomplished pianist who knows a whole lot of songs by heart. And then, you know, he has an app where he can get sheet music for almost anything. And if he can have sheet music, he can sight read it and play it and you sing. The first time I went, I just watched. The second time I went, which was yesterday, I got a song on the list. Now, I didn't get a song on the list by talking to him, which I could have done. I did it by talking to a friend of mine who was there, Joe, because Joe is in with the piano player, Bob, and he texts him, hey, I've got my friend Lex here. He's going to sing this, and Lauren's going to sing this, and so on. So we got in that way. And one of my karaoke mainstays, and I'm curious, what are your karaoke mainstays? What are your go-to karaoke songs? But one of my karaoke mainstays is What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. And I like to sing it in my impression of Louis Armstrong's voice. And what happened last night is a classic example of how it goes, where, you know, it's karaoke, people are doing their own thing. And then sometimes if a song is really good, they'll stop and take notice. In my case, I mean, is it really good? I can't answer that. But is it noticeable? Yes. People look up and then they do a double take when they see that, that voice, which is not really my voice, is coming from me. And I even took a moment during one of the breaks in the song to say, yes, that is my real voice in my normal voice. But so, of course, when you're doing the Louis Armstrong impression, it's like, I see trees of green, red. And so anyway, when I go up and tell the guy, hey, this is the song I'm going to be doing, he's like, just from my saying hello to him, he's like, you sound like a baritone. Do you want me to transpose it down a couple steps? I'm like, I don't know. And I said, I'm going to be doing it in the original voice though. I'm going to do the voice. And he goes, oh, if you're doing the voice, let's keep it in the original key. And I was like, great. I trust you. And it went well. I will say before I did it, getting real here for a moment, I was asking some friends there, like, is it cultural appropriation to do Louis Armstrong's voice? I'm a white man imitating a famed black singer's voice. And we concluded, no, that it's an impression, that it has nothing to do with his race. It's just his very distinctive voice and trying to pull that off. I think that when I did it just now on this podcast, it was a little bit more close to like my Trekkie Monster voice or somewhere between Grover and Cookie Monster. But when I'm really in the zone, I can nail that voice pretty well. And so it went well. It was fun. And what's weird about this karaoke, besides the fact that it's karaoke at all and that there's this, you know, piano player playing your songs live, is that because it's in the lobby of a hotel, you can do anything you want. By which I mean, yeah, there's a bar there and there's also a coffee shop there. But when you're at a hotel as a guest, you can, you know, order food to your hotel room. You can, it's a pet friendly hotel. So there are often dogs in the lobby and then there's people often bring food. And it's funny to see outside food in a place that looks like you're at a bar because there is a bar there. But you know, people are ordering Domino's or bringing in cookies. Last week or 2 weeks ago, somebody brought in pumpkin pies. Now I will also admit that because I'm so thoughtful about my own food intake, I didn't have any pumpkin pie 2 weeks ago and didn't have any cookies yesterday. That didn't stop me from having a drink, but that's fine. But anyway, I sang What a Wonderful World. And now my thought is, what song would I do the next time? Because I'm sure I'll be back in the next 2 month period, let's say. And I'm trying to think of what's a good song that sounds good on the piano that I can sound good on without having to resort to funny voices. I don't know the answer yet, but I'm still thinking about it. But yeah, do tell me, what's your go-to karaoke song? If it's like soundtrack karaoke where they're, you know, they're actually playing a backing track, I really enjoy singing Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child. I thought you should know.
Lex.